Hi, I'm Griffin Gonzalez, and today I have the privilege to interview a person who truly inspires me. Yes, she is an art teacher here at Carmel, but that is only the beginning. She's also a wife, a dance coach to Charisma and the Coquettes, and is the House of Representatives sponsor here at Carmel. However, one of her biggest loves in life is running Carmel Dance Marathon. Sarah Wolf has been running Carmel Dance Marathon for her 11th year now, alongside a team of 40-some teenagers and the group called Cabinet. Ms. Wolf, thank you so much for joining WHJE and I today. Let's go ahead and get started. Tell our listeners about how Carmel Dance Marathon came to be what it is today.
Well, it's been a very long process, but 11 years ago, unfortunately, we lost a former student. She was a student body president here at CHS, was really involved in the school, on the varsity soccer team, the homecoming queen. Her name was Ashley Krause, and she graduated and she went on to Indiana University, where she became really passionate about Indiana University Dance Marathon for Riley Hospital for Children. And that was definitely her calling in life. She became very involved in that program and became a member of the executive council and was a vice president for that organization. And her junior year, spring of her junior year, while she was serving on the council, when she left a meeting one night, she was tragically hit by a drunk driver and was killed on her way home from that meeting. And her brother was a junior the year that she was killed here at CHS, and he was involved in student government as well. And he came to us wanting a way to honor the life of his sister and her passion and what she spent the last few years of her life doing, which was serving through the Dance Marathon program, the kids at Riley Hospital, something she felt really strongly for. So with his help and the help of student government that year, we began Carmel Dance Marathon in Ashley Krause's memory, and 11 years continues today. And you know, I hope that we haven't lost that focus and that drive to honor her passion and her life's work. Even though she was young, she really did make a big difference in that program to the lives of children at Riley Hospital. And so we're continuing to do that today, 11 years later.
Now, like you just said, that in 11 years, you have made over $1 million for the kids at Riley Children's Hospital, which, first of all, congratulations. That's an amazing number.
Thanks. That's, I mean, that didn't come from me, but thank you.
Are you shocked and surprised that it came to be what it is today?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about the money, and obviously, you know, that is, it is a fundraiser. You know, if you know things about Riley Hospital for Children, they are a Children's Miracle Network hospital. They do not turn away any child regardless of financial need. So people that do not have medical insurance, I mean, cost of medical care is insanely high. People that have no insurance, no money, no coverage, regardless of what they need or what their treatment is, Riley Hospital will accept them. And you know, our funds go to, you know, help all the patients there, you know, from the most sick to the outpatient program. Am I surprised at what it's become? I really try not to focus on what the dollars are. We try to sustain our gift to Riley Hospital because they count on us, you know, to facilitate their needs and other dance marathons around the nation and the generosity of the public. However, you know, what I try to look at is, rather than, you know, things like $1 million, the students and the lives that this has changed here at CHS, that I think when I look at what we're putting out in the community and what we're paying forward, I don't really look at it as a dollar sign. I look at it as kids that are going to go on in college and in their lives and lead lives of servant leaders in our schools, in our communities, in our world, and would be people that when I'm older, I would be happy to lead me, because I know that they have a heart of charity, believe in the power of giving in their lives and what it can do for them. And I think that I see that spirit at Carmel Dance Marathon in, you know, the 1,000 kids that choose to participate in that, and then in, you know, many that go on to college to continue to, not just to pursue Dance Marathon, but to continue to give in their lives in some way and to serve their communities and their schools, and to give back their time and their talents to help other people. And, you know, I think that that's what our program represents, and that's what we're putting out into the community, rather than just, you know, the amazing figures, you know, with the money. What I always say, that if we have the students and the compassion and the drive behind that, then we will, the money will come, because that's a secondary focus for us.
In case you're just joining us here, I'm here with Sarah Wolf, founder of Carmel Dance Marathon.
Now, I want to ask this one because you brought the money thing about up a lot. It's not about the money.
Right.
And a big thing you preach is that it's not about the money. It's about the effort. Explain that whole process and how that view on Dance Marathon
makes it that
much more special.
That's hard, you know, because I think the last thing we do at Dance Marathon every year is, you know, we raise the total of how much, you know, that we raised for the whole year. And, you know, I think... when you just focus on the effort, you know, effort is an arbitrary thing. It's not something that you can measure with a number or a calculator or anything like that. And so I think, you know, at the end of the day on February 27th, something that, you know, like you said, that I preach to my students all the time is that if you put your time and effort and your energy and your heart into this, into helping somebody else, you cannot fail. Whether a number actually accurately measures that or not, that's irrelevant, you know, at the end of the night. That, you know, so many people are there not for the total reveal at 10 o'clock, you know, but they're there for the 6-hour experience and what comes along with that and the Riley stories and the fun. I mean, a lot of people do it because it's fun. And, you know, that's great, too, because I think they walk away with not just a fun experience, but something that may be a little bit deeper than that, a little bit more powerful, you know, in the teenage spirit. So, yeah, I mean, I think, if we could measure effort, and I tell my students this all the time, then there wouldn't be enough boards that we could raise on the stage. If we could measure heart that my kids put into this and time, you know, there wouldn't be enough people to stand on the stage and hold that number up, because those things are not, you know, they're immeasurable. And, you know, just like those friendships and stuff and the things that the kids gain from this and the things that I gain from it, those are immeasurables. And, you know, it's unfortunate that that's, you know, how the program ends traditionally, not just at our marathon, but at all marathons, of the number you raised in terms of dollars, because I think that the other immeasurables, like you said, the effort, the time, the heart that's put into it are really the things of value and that we cannot measure. But, you know, on the day of Dance Marathon, the last thing we say is, if you can say that you gave it your all in all aspects, then no matter what happens, it's a success. And not just for us, but for the kids at Riley Hospital that will benefit from the funds that we raise.
Miss Wolf, you have done so much already for not only this cause, but so much. As I said earlier, you're a dance coach. You do it all. And you've done it for 11 years. Will there ever be a day where you can sit down and say, you know what, I did it, it's done, I can't do anymore?
I mean, I don't know about I can't do anymore, because I think that you can always do more. You know, there's always something else out there that you can do. There's always more effort you can put into it. There's always a new idea. I definitely think that there's probably a time that, like, age-wise, that I might not be physically able to do this pace. But, you know, one of our closing speakers that was a really good friend of Ashley Krause's, he's actually going to close our dance marathon again this year. He's a very powerful speaker. His name is Kyle Dietz, and he was on the executive council with Ashley, and he has a very powerful story about their friendship and the last interaction he had with her before she was tragically killed. He reads the poem The Dash by Linda Ellis about how you live the dash between your birth date and your death date and how that matters and the impact that you leave. And, you know, I just want to be able to say that I did it all. I got into education because I wanted to make a difference. I thought that was my calling. Unfortunately, I didn't find it enough for my liking in the classroom as a classroom teacher for 90 minutes for 4 periods a day, and I wanted more. And so I became involved in coaching, and I became involved in student government, and I found that outlet, and I found a way to say that if my dash ends, you know, today, tomorrow morning, whatever, that regardless of my number and my age, that I want to be able to say that that's the mark I made, and that's the life I led, and I'm totally happy with that. You know, I don't think that's an age. I think, you know, somebody that was, you know, as young as Ashley, 20 years old, and, you know, is still able to say that, you know, just as much as somebody who's 90 and, you know, leads what we consider a full life, because I don't think a full life has to do with a number. I think it has to do with what you do between those two years and those two numbers. And so, I think there's definitely obviously going to become a time that I'm going to have to walk away from it and give it into the hands of somebody else. And As I get older, you know, I think, how long can I keep this pace up? Because the pace gets harder as the years go on, because the students come up with more ideas and more things that they want to do to try to reach their goals. And as as student government sponsor, my objective is to 100% support their vision, and which obviously means more work and more time for me as well. But, you know, as of right now, when I think about giving that up, I think that that is something that is defined, not my career, but who I am as a person. And I'm super proud of that. And, you know, that's something that I'm going to try to continue as long as I physically can here on this earth, you know, until I can say that, you know, my dash is done, and I honestly did it all, regardless of how old I am at that point. So right now, I don't see an end in sight. And I hope that, you know, even when I do leave this position, that there won't be an end in sight, because I hope that Dance Marathon is here to stay at Carmel High School, because it has reached so many kids that have found purpose. And, you know, kids that dance, that I don't even know who they are, that they come as dancers and they participate for 4 years. I get emails from them years later saying, I joined the Peace Corps because Dance Marathon inspired me to, you know, to be a bigger giver in my life and things like that. And I don't even know this kid's name. You know, that's pretty powerful to me, whether I've even had a conversation with them or not. That's something that I've worked really hard for and has been my life's passion and my life's work, can inspire somebody else that I may not work directly with every single day. You know, that's something that I'm really proud of. So to answer your question, no, as of right now, I don't, you know, I don't foresee saying, you know, that's enough. I'm done. I've done all I can do. You know, the other philosophy with that is, I'm sure that there's a lot of parents and kids and families at Riley that, you know, go through years and years of treatments for horrible diseases and childhood cancer and things like that, that would really love to say, I'm done. I want to throw in the towel. I'm done. And, you know, when things get rough with Dance Marathon, which they do sometimes, and, you know, we have setbacks and frustrations and nights that I don't sleep because of things, I always go back to the perspective of what I'm working for. And the student that you read the quote from, who is a Riley kid and will struggle with her disease for the rest of her life, and it's only getting worse and not better. You know, I think how privileged I am that I don't have to wake up every day in pain, or I don't have to make the decisions that some of those families are making about their children, which is their greatest gift and greatest possession in this world. And that, you know, maybe the things that we're struggling through with Carmel Dance Marathon are maybe not that big of a deal. Maybe it gives me a little bit of perspective. So as of right now, I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm going to keep working with students here for them to find that passion. And you know, I haven't really talked about Riley a whole heck of a lot, because, like I said, this was, you know, about a kid for me, and Riley was her passion. And obviously working with Dance Marathon has become mine, and our cause is Riley Hospital for Children, which, you know, to everybody who says that, you know, why Riley and stuff, I find it hard to believe that there's many people walking on this earth that don't think helping sick kids in a hospital is like a great cause. So, but, you know, we'll keep working toward that, and I'm going to keep giving it my all until I can no longer do that.
Miss Wolf, thank you so much for joining us here today. Is there anything you'd like to add before you head out of here?
No, I don't think so. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. And thanks to everybody at CHS that supports not just Dance Marathon, but all of our events and our fundraising efforts. And, you know, even if Dance Marathon's not your thing, hopefully, you know, one of our events through student government does speak to you. And again, you know, it's not just about the cause, but it's about what you learn from it and who you become. And hopefully that's a better person. So.
And I would like to add, I think I speak on behalf of WHJE wishing you all good luck with Dance Marathon.
Well, thanks. We could not do this without WHJE. They provide our sound for the event every single year. And if you've ever been to Dance Marathon, music is a really big part of it. So without them, we wouldn't have that. So we're super, super proud and super happy to pair with them again this year as one of our main sponsors. So thanks to all the staff here at WHJE.
For WHJE, this has been Griffin Gonzalez interviewing Sarah Wolf, founder of Carmel Dance Marathon. For this story and more, check us out at 91.3WHJE.com.